Penguin Random House Audio presents Richard Nixon, The Life, by John A. Farrell. Read for you by Dan Warren. Chapter 1. The Dragon Slayer. The United States had throttled its foes with steel. Now it was time to stand down and go home. Navy Lieutenant John Renneberg was stationed at the Glenn L. Martin Company Aeronautics Complex near Baltimore in the summer of 1945. It was a sprawling plant where the firm's big flying boats were built, then tested on the Chesapeake's tranquil waters. In a single year at the conflict's peak, American factories churned out 96,000 warplanes, almost as many as those manufactured by Nazi Germany in 7 years of war. The Martin plant was emblematic, one of the largest aviation works in the world, with 50,000 employees building seaplanes, bombers, and other aircraft. With victory, the nation faced a vast demobilization. The press brimmed with foreboding about the pain of reconversion to a peacetime economy. The Army sent out 30,000 telegrams canceling 95% of its orders for artillery, tanks, and other instruments of war. The Navy stopped construction on 100 ships. What the government needed now were regiments of lawyers to settle its contracts. That was Lieutenant Renneberg's job until new orders arrived. He was going home just as soon as he could train a replacement. The man the Navy sent was a dark-haired, dark-eyed veteran of the fighting in the Pacific, Lieutenant Richard Nixon. After returning from the Solomon Islands,